The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan said today a series of mistakes led to an American airstrike that killed at least 31 people in a hospital in the town of Kunduz. General John Campbell briefed reporters on the October 3rd bombing. With more, we're joined by NPR's Pentagon reporter, Tom Bowman. Tom, you just heard what General Campbell had to say about this strike that hit a hospital. Let's listen to some of it.
The medical facility was misidentified as a target by U.S. personnel who believed they were striking a different building several hundred meters away where there were reports of combatants.
And as General Campbell said, Linda, the real target was an intelligence building that had been taken over by the insurgents several hundred meters away. And the air crew from the AC-130 didn't realize they were hitting the wrong target. There was a mistake with coordinates. There was a mistake with their communications. But General Campbell said the bottom line was there was a lot of human error here.
I guess the key word in that clip that we just played was misidentified. Was that the most serious mistake that leading up to the airstrike?
Yes, it was a very serious mistake. They were having troubles with their sensors on the aircraft. So when they got the coordinates showed a field, basically an empty field nearby, and the air crew basically went to the closest building that looked like the target, and that turned out to be the hospital. But it's important to note that there was no fire coming from the hospital. There was no one shooting at them. So that's one question we didn't get an answer to. Why would you be shooting at a target if no one's firing at you? And one of the most troubling parts of this was this attack, Linda, took place at 2:08 in the morning. At 2:20, the Doctors Without Borders called from the hospital saying we're under attack. And it took another 17 minutes for commanders to realize they made a mistake. By that time, unfortunately, the attack was over. 30 staff members and patients were killed. Another 37 were wounded.
Will anything change for American troops in Afghanistan after this investigation, searching through what happened?
Well, General Campbell said, first of all, a number of people have been suspended from their duties. They'll look at disciplinary action. General Campbell said he put some new procedures in place to make sure this doesn't happen again. He called it a tragedy, mostly due to human error. So he said, and of course, he couldn't get into the specifics of the changes because, you know, some of these, of course, are classified. But he basically said this shouldn't have happened and we'll make sure it just doesn't happen again.
So he'll put these folks will have to go through new routines, presumably more stringent ones.
One would think. And again, those responsible have been suspended from their duties and there'll be disciplinary action against them. But he'll make sure that the procedures, the right procedures have to be followed in the future, he said.
NPR's Pentagon reporter, Tom Bowman. Tom, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Linda.